You're only a day away from Friday. We're happy to see you're taking 10 minutes for CNN Student News. From the CNN Center in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Carl Azuz. Our first story takes us to the U.S. state of Michigan. The National Guard's been activated there. A state of emergency has been declared. It's all related to the water supply in the city of Flint. About 100,000 people live there, and some of them have been exposed to increased levels of lead in their tap water. This is serious. Lead poisoning can cause developmental and behavioral problems in children. It can lead to lower IQ levels. It's irreversible. And what started out as a way to save money in a struggling city has put parts of the population at risk. A preliminary investigation did not blame the city council or the mayor of Flint, but it put the blame at the state level with Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality.
This neighborhood says it all. 15% of homes in Flint, Michigan are boarded up. There's a 40% poverty rate, high unemployment, and it's consistently at the top of the nation's list of most dangerous places. This 33-square-mile city doesn't even have a grocery store. And now they don't have clean drinking water. For 18 months, researchers believe the water flowing through taps across Flint has been tainted with lead. In an attempt to cut costs, city officials stopped getting pre-treated water from the city of Detroit in 2014 and instead began using water from the nearby Flint River. The problem is that the Flint River is 19 times more corrosive than Lake Huron, Detroit's water source, according to researchers at Virginia Tech. And the city wasn't treating it according to federal law. Lead pipes began to corrode, leaching into the water. Dr. Mona Hannah Atisha is a pediatrician at Flint's Hurley Children's Hospital.
It is a well-known potent neurotoxin. There's tons of evidence on what lead does to a child.
After hearing her patients complain about water that looked and smelled and tasted funny, she decided to investigate. Using publicly available data on lead levels in children in Flint, she found that the percentage of lead in kids doubled, even tripled in some places, after the water switch. Here's how this happened. The corrosive Flint River water goes from the plant to the water mains, to the service lines, to homes. In Flint, the water mains are made of iron, which turns some of the water brown. And half of the service lines and pipes in Flint homes are made of lead.
I built this place with my tax money!
For at least a year, city and state officials denied anything was wrong. The former mayor, Dane Walling, publicly drank the water to make a statement. But a 2011 study had also warned that the Flint River was corrosive and needed to be treated. In late September, officials finally recognized what experts had been saying. The water in Flint was toxic. By October, the city reverted back to using the Detroit water supply, but the damage was done.
I do apologize for with respect to our role in this issue.
The state's director of environmental quality stepped down, and Walling lost a re-election campaign that centered around the issue.
In retrospect, I regret all of it, all the way back to seeing the city move to a different drinking water source. You can't put a dollar amount on the devastation to our community, our kids, and it was completely avoidable.
The government of Hong Kong, a special administrative region of China, is taking a step toward clamping down on its ivory trade. Buying and selling ivory is currently allowed there. It's said to be the world's largest market for ivory. The valuable material comes from the tusks of elephants. It's durable, attractive, easy to carve. It's been used to make everything from jewelry to figurines to piano keys. But it's also led to the decimation of some elephant species by poachers, people who illegally kill the animals for their ivory.
Wildlife conservationists are applauding an announcement by the Hong Kong city government that it will ban the legal trade of ivory in this island city. The international trade of ivory was banned in 1989, and despite that, there are more than 400 licensed ivory traders in Hong Kong. The dealers insist they're following the rules. They're only buying and selling from a stockpile of ivory from elephants that were killed before 1989. But the conservationist group WildAid conducted a year-long investigation during which they alleged that some of these dealers must be laundering ivory that was poached from Africa after 1989 ivory that may also be smuggled in and outside of Hong Kong against international law. Now, the government of Hong Kong says it still needs to draw up legislation for this proposed ban. Activists say every minute counts because at the current rate of poaching, the elephant, the largest living mammal to walk the earth in the wild, could be extinct within a generation. Ivan Watson, CNN, Hong Kong.
Well, we always welcome international viewers to the show, and we look for your requests at CNNStudentNews.com. Heard from Shape Belgium on Wednesday's transcript page. Shape American Middle School is there. It's great to see you. From Sealy Lake in western Montana, hello to the Black Hawks. Sealy Swan High School is on the roll. Wrapping things up in Mount Airy, North Carolina, near the border with Virginia, the Bears are watching from Mount Airy Middle School.